Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have more content here at Gamertag Radio, and joining me once again, the legend, Blonde Nerd, a.k.a. well, her real name is Britt. What's up, Britt?
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Fantastic, man. Never been better.
I know in the previous episode we talked about Resident Evil. We talked about Stranger Than Heaven.
It's been a good time for me, man. I gotta be honest.
Now, are you excited for this game that we're going to talk about next? Silent Hill Townfall.
Yeah, I have a complicated relationship with Silent Hill. It literally scares me. It's one of the survival horror games that scares the crap out of me.
And really?
Yes, and it all stems from when I first played Silent Hill 2 in 7th grade, I think it was. Someone came over, brought the game. I was not prepared. And the mannequins, the scuttling little creatures on the ground, the radio crackling, still freaks me out. But I am making my way through the remake right now, Silent Hill 2 remake.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to be a big girl about it, but it's difficult.
There is a new Silent Hill, too, that it's not a remake. It's a brand new story. They just came out, I think, like a year or two. That I think you should definitely check
out. With the girl?
Yeah. It's really, really good. Really, really good. Now, there is a new one. It's called Silent Hill Townfall. This one is a survivor horror game, of course, developed by Screenburn. So when I went to the presentation, it was no hands-on. It was just a theater, similar to like when we went to Resident Evil, like a theater like that, dark. And so on. Small room, of course. There was smoke, actually, when they were presenting. The smoke would come out. I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. They really want us to get into this. Yeah. So, they did a presentation, and it's about this guy. His name is Simon Ordeal. So he wakes up. He doesn't know where he's at. He's trying to figure out what's going on. But he's in Scotland, actually. So the only thing that he has is this CRTV. A handheld device. It basically will tell, like, you will hear somebody talking when you change the frequency. And when you get to see enemies around, you could use the CRTV so you could see where the enemy are they're at. If they're, like, walking by, if they turned around, if they're, like, in this area, left side. You will use that the whole time, right? So, yes, there is, like, weapons for melee, pipes, and so on. But the key thing that you have to do is trying to escape so they don't capture you, they don't see you, right? Similar to what we got a game like Alien, Isolation 2, something like that.
Oh, boy. Okay. So something you're weak.
Like that. You're very, very weak. There's also puzzles. There's things to do. But the thing that I like about this, and I haven't seen this in previous Silent Hill games, is that this is a first person view type game. So I'm excited. It looks really cool. I would like to learn more about it because this presentation was very short. It was like maybe 20 minutes or so. But it got me excited for what's next, you know? Now, the only thing that I have to say that I'm a little bit worried. First of all, this game is only on Steam. Steam and also on PlayStation 5. So it's not on Xbox.
Okay.
And it's coming out the same time as Control Resonant. Now, here's the complicated part.
Okay.
You know, this is, of course, Konami, but also Annapurna is publishing both Control Resonant and Silent Hill Townfall. Very confusing. I don't know why they're releasing at the same time in the month of September where there's so many games coming out.
Oh, man. People just need to move their games, please. Please. We're all going to die.
I think Rihanna told me there was one game that just got moved just today. I don't know which one it is. I have to look, but it's too much. It's too much.
So I was watching some gameplay for this game, and I first fell in love with it. I like the setting of it all. I like the first person perspective. I like the puzzles that I saw. Even the little pocket CRTV. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun. Makes me want to pucker, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Can you fight everything, or do you have to flee?
Well, the ones that I got to see, you could fight. You just have to have, you know, it's melee weapons. So like planks, pipes, so on, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. Now, I didn't get to see a lot of that because they just wanted to see, like, show us the environment, a little bit about the character, some puzzles. You get to see stuff you put together, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then towards the end, that's when we got to see one of the enemies. Uh-huh. Yes, you could attack, but you got to be really smart because if you don't have no weapons, you have to try to figure out how to escape. Later, you're going to find weapons because remember, you wake up, you don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know where you're at.
Just somehow you know, in Scotland.
Yeah, exactly. Out of all places. You know, it was very foggy. The scary thing about it compared to the other Silent Hill games mm-hmm. is just playing in the first person.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's a different vibe. God. Third person, it's cool, right? But it's like when you play a game like Resident Evil, the last one actually, you could switch first person to third person. And we played Alien Isolation 2, and now this one is like, yo, I think first person is where it's at for me personally.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the game is just littered with details. You know, you want to be able to see all that stuff up close. It kind of hurts mm-hmm. you because then you get more immersed and I get more scared. So do you know, is the game also just following this man's story? And then are you trying to unravel the story?
Because remember, you don't know what's going on. And I want to know how this connects with the Silent Hill universe, you know? So like, I don't know anything about it. It's just like, okay, learn about this character, learn about the area. Here's the things. It was very simple. It was more like an introduction. I think once they start getting closer to the release date, that's when we're going to get to hear more about the story and connections and so on. Like,
that's the part that makes that I'm interested about are those narrative puzzles. You know, I like to figure out why somebody's there. Ideally, I wouldn't be stalked while I'm doing it, but...
Yeah, it reminds me also like Layers of Fear, like that type of vibe, puzzles. Like it's not like really difficult puzzles, but it's, you know, it's something that like keep you a little, you know, busy here and there, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for it. I will be brave, Danny. I will be brave.
Are you interested in playing this?
I am. Like I said, I think I just like the way it looks. You know, I like the character. I like the idea that you don't know how he got in Scotland of all places.
You said Scotland.
Scotland? I don't think that's a Scottish accent. I don't know how to do that. Yeah. But no, like, I am interested in it. There is something kind of cozy about a horror game, as weird as that sounds, especially when you're trying to figure out why somebody got there, how they got there. Mm-hmm. I do like that idea of it and the puzzles as well. But again, it's just like, well, how tense is it going to be? It's okay. I got this. I'll just put it on baby ass baby mode and I'll be fine.
All right. Well, thank you, Brittany, for joining me on this impressions of Silent Hill Townfall, and shout out to Annapurna for inviting us to check out the game.